That was Radioactivity from Denton, Texas. And if you enjoyed that song, a week from tomorrow, you can see them live.
Where?
In Pomona, at a warehouse. It's called VLHS.
Oh, that's a cool venue.
So.
Ask the punk for directions.
BYOB.
Exactly.
Juan, introduce yourself. You're like away from the microphone. They can't see you.
You're our guest of honor tonight. You played a record.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
We heard Sonic Avenues with the first track off their brand new album. I don't have it in front of me anymore. Mistakes is the name of the album.
Do you want to tell us about the color of that record?
It's clear vinyl. It's
fascinating.
Probably only to me, yeah. But it's a mighty damn good record.
Sounded clear. Sounded like clear vinyl.
Yeah.
Shit was coming in crystal clear. Yeah.
Can we take calls? Can somebody call and tell us?
Yeah, they could. If someone gave a shit. Was listening.
If someone's
if
even listening.
Ringing, I thought it could call you.
They're like, all right, well, this has gone on long enough. We said we'd listen. Now they want us to call. Fuck this.
Yeah.
What else we got? Got any surprises tonight?
We need an explanation to our fans of why Matt's gonna take a bit of a hiatus for educational purposes.
And you're gonna explain that?
That explained itself. So we love you, Matt. Crack them books.
Give us a ride home.
Give us a ride home. And you got anything to say, Marcos?
Not really. Not as yet.
All right, do you guys want to go straight into Daryl saying something?
Why don't you introduce the next song?
Oh, yeah. This is the 619 Tilt Wheel. I like this band, and good band, good track. I like the lyrics. Fuck the 1%. Fuck the 1%.
Try to not to have to get out. just wants to beat hell.
Daryl can drink more than all you fuckers.
No, he can't.
Say what?
Say what?
What did you just listen to?
Yeah, what the? What was that?
That was the Peppermints. And I love it. It's Janet gets mad because people are just like, she's like, what do you mean you don't know? It's like, I don't want to look into it. I don't want to research it. It's called the Peppermints. It sounds like this.
Tell us a little more about it, though.
That's all you need to know.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at Off the Record, which is a great record store in Hillcrest, which was like...
Where's that?
It's in San Diego in the 619. I guess technically speaking, that's our second... reference to San Diego, where Marcos was born and raised, and I was, I cut my teeth a bit there. Yeah, San Diego kind of sucks, but there's some good stuff in there, namely Tilt Wheel, which I of course discovered and enjoyed only in LA. But but yeah, what do you have to say for yourself, Juan? What did we listen to from you?
Tell us a little more about your track and what's happening this weekend.
Oh right, actually it's starting tomorrow. And okay.
And we're not going. Boo.
Well, you're not going. I'm going. I'm going. It's the band was called Los Monjo, and the song was called Decepción. The album is called La Vida Que Todos Envidian. They're from Guadalajara in Mexico. They can't make it out to the U.S. because, you know, all that bullshit. Yeah, pretty much. Like, you have to have money to come to the. This country, and you know, legally at least, and they can't do it. So the burnouts in Baja Fest, which is like the inaugural year this year, was set up around them coming out here, or rather coming out to Tijuana, flying in from Guadalajara, and they're just doing the one show. And
Jesus.
And it's gonna be a bunch of fucking great bands, including Ruleta Rusa, Generación Suicida, Renes Compas, DFMK. Geez, I think Bomba Clot dropped out, but they would have been awesome there. And yeah, say something.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right off the wire.
Straight off the news wire.
Great.
You heard it here first. We got some bad news. Real bad news for... all the fans of Boom Clot, a.k.a. Bumble Clot. I guess Adrian is taking a hiatus. But, yeah, it's not as easy to replace a drummer. It's not as easy to replace a drummer. I'm missing a front tooth right now, and it's not helping. You can't see this, America, but I have no front tooth right now. I got a little spike.
Well, you have like a little spike.
I got. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you for clarifying.
Freudian slip. Anyway.
You got it.
Yeah. I don't know. What Marcus, are you okay?
Next, guys.
No, we got a backpedal. It's J Retard. We heard before.
Yeah, we heard that before. We don't have to. We've talked.
Everybody
about
knows about that.
Yeah, J Retard. I tell you. He's cold. He just turned 30 this year, so.
Seriously?
Yeah, seems like it. No, wait. He's like 2 or 3 years older than you, so he's like 33 now.
Is he? Alright, what are we playing next?
Alright, up next we have top 5 punk songs of all time. Poison Idea, Made to be Broken. I've been waiting a while to play this on this show. We're gonna start a circle pit as soon as these TV people leave. We're gonna start a circle pit.
The biggest circle pit K-Chung has ever seen.
Thank you. Bankshead!
Nothing.
Rudimentary peni. Rudimentary peni, huh?
Looks like you have more to say about that, Renee.
No, I like rudimentary peni, man.
Are you just trying to be punk right now?
No, I mean, I'm always trying to be punk. I mean, I've never quite made it, if you will. But from what I hear, there's no reason to give up now. You're going to be 30. You might as well stick with it. One day, they say.
What else do you have?
Yeah, right. What else do I have? I got a dog. He's cool. Hi, Kimura. And hello, Janet, my wife. That's my whole family right there.
As long as they're saying hi to dogs, hi to Jean-Luc, my dog.
Did you name the dog?
Can he understand
after the guy
this?
From Headline?
No, but it's funny because I told Claudia, my girlfriend, that it's... I kind of thought, I mentioned the name to her casually, and she said, oh, I love that name, and I didn't think she was going to go with it, and eventually she did. And then later on, we're reading something about Headline Records, and she's like, I didn't know his name was Jean-Luc. I'm like, yeah. But, you know, like, The funny thing is that also someone like Matt Hart, like he actually thought we named him after Jean-Luc Godard from Picard from Star Trek. And Janet thought that we named him after Jean-Luc Picard or Godard. So anyway, shouts out to him.
Cool story, bro.
But you never told us who you named him after.
No, I didn't name him. Claudia named him.
You see? It's all coming full circle. I met this
guy. So it was the guy from Headline.
In my eyes, yeah.
What are you going to play for next, Marcos? Tell us about this record.
All right, I bought this record.
All right.
What?
Let's give us a... So you have... describe your record collection to us.
Yeah.
Very minimal.
It's minimalist.
But you don't really, have a lot of... You don't really have, records.
No, I don't really have a lot of records. And
but you have this one.
I have this one because... back in the day when you listened to...
Well, tell them how punk you are. Tell them that you don't have a lot of space and that you keep your shit really tight. You run a tight ship and you don't have a lot of room for a lot of spare.
Well, this is even before then.
You can't be... Dude, I'm giving you a way out of here, bro. Shit.
This isn't a judgment thing at all.
I
think this is just funny that he has this record. That I was talking about this record and how much I coveted it.
Oh.
And he says... Oh, I have that record.
Oh!
So? Indeed, that did happen.
The ironing is delicious.
So, yeah, it was at a Leftover Crack show.
In what year?
2000 no. Last week.
I think it was 2006, 2005, maybe? Not that that's any better, but... It's like, oh, I don't know those songs. Why the fuck not? I'll buy this record. And I bought another shitty split 7-inch that had Citizen Fish and Leftover Crack on it.
Wait, but why does Daryl covet this record? For which track specifically?
Oh, he'll explain it.
Yeah. All right. So you guys, I'm sure all our listeners are familiar with Morning Glory.
Of course.
Leftover Crack.
Who's not?
F-. I'm sure Brad Staples. Logan's listening right now, wondering why we're talking about this.
Brad Logan.
But the fourth band on this 7-inch is none other than Bent Out of Shape.
Don't they have a huge record contract now or something?
No, Bent Out of Shape hasn't been a band since 2006.
Why is that?
Uh-huh.
Well, unfortunately, one of them passed away, but they broke up before that. But they sound very different. They're a very different band than these
we're fucking punk.
Pick it up.
So let's, we've talked enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
Play the fucking song.
They sound like The Clash compared to the other bands, so hit it.
So, Daryl, this isn't a judgment thing at all. Has something he wants to tell everyone about.
Rudy takes shitty care of his records.
I take great care of my records. Hashtag, I don't know, man. This fucking thing. Apparently, it's a gag split with Shang-A-Lang, which is not as good as just having a full gag 7-inch, because gag rules. Daryl didn't want me to play it, the gag. Why, Daryl?
Let the record show that we couldn't see your air quotation marks, like, or at least the listening
they
audience.
They got the tone.
Who was doing quotation marks?
I was doing bunny ears.
I thought you were.
This is totally not a judgment call thing.
Quotation marks.
But anyway, so we played some Shang-A-Lang. I like Shang-A-Lang. I dig it. What else did we play, guys?
We ended that set with Cold Sweat from Seattle, who are, members are now playing in Walls, if I'm correct, one.
One guy, yeah, probably.
One guy. Lead singer?
No.
Ah, shit. Whatever.
It's a good record.
Whatever, he's playing a wall. What's he going to do about it?
How do you feel about egg sled, Renee?
All right.
Dog the dog.
Yeah.
Dog the dog.
So we heard.
How do I feel about the gentrification of Grand Central Market in the greater downtown area of Los Angeles?
We're gonna talk about that.
I'll tell you how I feel about it. Egg slut. What the fuck? You know.
Peace.
What is that even? That's so stupid. A, the foot massage place gone. The acupuncture place gone. Half the fruit stalls and whatever fuckers. Gone. Two taco places, gone. What do we got? We got fucking, I don't know. Like, dude, they got like the, I am not vegetarian, but you cannot be like, they got like a whole like fucking statement like, they like this animal, like, we, like they got everything. Like, we named it. His name was Billy. Like, he had a great life. Like, dude, it was an animal. You killed it. Now you're selling it. It is what it is, bro. Like, free range, nothing but love. Like, whatever, dude. It's like all bullshit, $20, a half a pound of cheese. It's all bullshit. Gentrification station is not good.
Dun, dun, dun.
And before that, we heard Sad Boys.
Sad
so
boys.
You heard it. Man doesn't like gentrification.
So we heard
you
Sad.
You heard it here first.
Sad Boys from New York
Kirk
City.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. We got some bad news, folks.
Oh gosh, we're wasting valuable airtime, fuckers.
Valuable airtime, come on, guys.
All right, we have. So we heard the Vex. We heard Ben's Out of Shape.
How
we heard Shang-A-Lang.
Up for it is Sad Boys, Shang-A-Lang doing a Hickey cover.
The Vex with the song Strength. Ben's Out of Shape, and we have 10 minutes left. Are we just going to fill up the 10 minutes with music?
Not if Renee has anything.
Maybe like let's talk for like.
Let's talk after every song. After every song.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Moments when dad is creeping in your head, feeling like
I'm living out of safety seems to take. I remember still the child in you, as if only yesterday. It was easy to break through, only had to kiss the pain. This is my chance, this is my life, my opening hour. This is my choice, this is my voice, there may be no tomorrow. This is my plea, this is my need, it's my time for standing free. This is my step, this is my death, in a world demanded of me. It's okay, it's okay.
Are we all seeing better?
That was the song It's Okay from the album Crack in the System by Dead Moon. And we're just going to read what's written on the back of the jacket. Crack in the System is dedicated to those everywhere who against all odds have stuck to their beliefs and made a difference. Fred Cole, who's the guitarist and vocals for that band. Fred Cole, who just got out of heart surgery and is still at it making music to this day.
Okay, so that was Los Grudos with a song called No Se Acaba. It's off of Split, off of with a Split with MK Ultra that was actually supposed to be a flexi and never got released. And to my knowledge, these songs aren't available anywhere else, so you're fucking welcome.
It got flexed to a regular width. And yeah, you were totally wrong, and we were totally right. And he will now play. We're gonna turn that split into the coolest split ever.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everyone. You have just won 60 plus 60 more seconds with us. So, Marcos, tell them why they're so lucky.
You are lucky because you just heard Renee's wonderful voice and his wonderful stories.
Oh, tell them the website, your blog.
For those keeping track, my blog is Up the Meeks, uphameex.wordpress.com.
It didn't work on my computer when I tried to type it in either, so I just Googled Up the Meeks, and then...
That works.
And then that worked. Daryl?
Good luck with the schooling, Matt. Marcos, thanks for driving tonight. Tim, thanks for studio managing.
Thank you.
Woo! Woo!
Awesome. Oh, Spit Boys was the last song, right?
Dude, we got 60 seconds. What? Oh, yeah.
Renee didn't talk about Spit Boy.
Spit Boy rules. I like Spit Boy. And people who say that Spit Boy is lame on that Crudos 12-inch split.
Which would be
12-inch. Oh, yeah. Which would be Juan. Don't know what's up. Because Spit Boys, what's up? Bye.
Special shout out to Juan, our special guest. You have any final words to say, Juan?
My final words are Crudos are better.
And let's welcome our new day DJ who's coming in. Do you want to introduce your show?
Sound advice.
Woo! My final words are...
Stay
go
tuned.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
My
final words are that Grudos is better than Spit Boy the end.
No one's arguing that, but it's not about that. Oh, you can continue.